News of a ceasefire in Gaza brought hundreds of Montrealers to the streets on Wednesday night. Meeting outside the U.S. consulate on Rue St. Catherine, they celebrated the prospect of a six-week pause in a brutal war in which Israel has killed over 46,000 Palestinians in Gaza and Hamas has killed around 1,700 Israelis. Though the Israel-Hamas deal wouldn't come into effect until Sunday, these Montrealers were taking the opportunity to celebrate.
How are you guys feeling?
Alhamdulillah.
Very happy. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Free Palestine. Yes. It's been too long.
Gaza is victorious. That's the very first thing that comes to everyone's mind.
Mahmoud Khalil said he's been part of the scores of pro-Palestine protests held over the past 15 months. The ceasefire news had him in high spirits.
Everyone is very happy today. Today it's a feeling of victory. It's a feeling that finally our brothers and sisters in Gaza, they can rest. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza, our families that are in tents, they can start going back home, that they can sleep tonight with no drones in the skies, no bombs being dropped every 20 minutes on them, no soldiers around shooting babies in the head, no soldiers shooting children looking for water, that today people in Gaza get a moment of peace.
Yeah, like I heard it this morning, like on social media, and I bursted in tears. Like I cried uncontrollably for like 15 minutes. I couldn't stop crying. I felt hysterical. I'm serious. I was just like, what the fuck is happening? What the fuck is happening?
Camille Gamelin said she'd mostly been following the conflict on Instagram, but when she heard the news of a ceasefire, she wanted to celebrate in person.
Today is such a special day, like in this announcement that I was like, I want to be together with others and feel connected to humans as a collective.
At Wednesday's rally, organized by the group Montreal for Palestine, people greeted friends with smiles and hugs, some cheering and dancing in the streets, as others handed out food and hot chocolate on the cold winter night.
No oppressor will ever be able to steal a land, no matter how long they try. So what we owe them today is to keep fighting and to keep amplifying the resistance voice, because it will not stop here, obviously. This is nothing.
One woman who asked to be identified only as Noor said the protest movement was an important way for her to feel connected to a cause she knew well.
I have had my fair share of activism in Lebanon. Like, I've been working with Palestinian camps my entire life. And so, like, I felt like, in a way, I was doing what I'm used to doing back home here. Like, for me, it was more than just taking the streets. It was going home.
Their real work is to happen after this ceasefire put into effect.
Just a few blocks away, outside McGill's Roddick Gates, another protest for Palestine was being held. Samar Alakdor has been the face of Montreal's protest movement since losing her daughter Jana in Gaza. Jana died of malnutrition amid Israel's blocking of much of the international aid meant for Palestinians fleeing war. 1 year later, Alakdor told CKUT that the news of a ceasefire was bittersweet.
It's a mix of feelings. Again, it's like, yes, I'm in particular happy for the people in Gaza because they are the ones experiencing the genocide, living it, and me seeing the videos of people from Gaza cheering and you know, celebrating the ceasefire. I was like, they are the only people to celebrate this moment because everyone was waiting for their turn to die, to be killed. So I can imagine like how big that is for them to have a ceasefire. But also on the other hand, those who did not survive it, did not make it to this moment, who were killed and died and were kidnapped or disappeared, they did not get to live to witness this moment.
For the past year, Alakdor and a core group of supporters have been holding near-daily demonstrations outside the office of Immigration Minister Mark Miller, McGill University, and the bookstore Indigo. She said Montrealers can expect those protests to continue, ceasefire or no.
In terms of the activism happening outside of Palestine, the solidarity movement and everything, we gotta keep up the work because, you know, if there's a ceasefire, it doesn't mean the complicity ends here. Money will still continue to be pumped into Israel. Businesses like Indigo, institutions, academic institutions like McGill, politicians, the whole Canadian government will still offer their support financially, politically, on all levels to Israel. So for us here, We gotta keep up the work.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bijal with the Local Journalism Initiative.